Some two dozen fighters with Parkinson's gather at the Rock Steady Boxing Facility in Northern Virginia twice a week.
Three, four, four.
Neil Eisner was diagnosed with Parkinson's 6 years ago. He was among the first to join the program last December, and he likes it.
One big step forward, one big step to the side.
I think Alec, who's the teacher, is really accenting those features that are prominent in Parkinson's. For example, some people have problems walking or tripping. He works on exercises that affect the legs. He works on exercises that affect balance. That's something I'm having particular problems with. One of the things, interestingly enough, is you tend to have a lower voice. When you have that lower voice, people can't hear you. You don't realize it. So he accents getting us to bring up our voice clearly and more loudly.
You're going to do 10 punches. You're going to say out loud, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, go!
My aunt has a gym in Westchester, New York, and she does a rock steady boxing program there.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And then she invited me up to her gym to check out the program. She thought it would be perfect fit for what I do.
Langstein got interested and became a licensed RSV trainer.
A typical boxer's program, they focus on balance, hand-eye coordination, reaction time, footwork. There's some cognitive stuff because in boxing, certain numbers equal certain punches.
3, 4, 5.
So when I yell out certain numbers, they have to move and react at the same time, so the brain and the body's working together.
Jab, cross, hook, uppercut.
Research shows that exercise helps with the brain use the dopamine more efficiently. My goal usually is after I work with someone with Parkinson's disease, I kind of refer them out and suggest that they get involved in exercise programs out in the community. Rock Steady Boxing is great. It's up and coming. It's super popular.
1, 2, 3, 6.
Victoria Hebert has a tremor in her left hand. Certain situations can trigger it.
Being cold, being hot, sitting with a crowd that I'm not real comfortable with, I'll start shaking. I end up having to sit on my hand just to keep it still.
But with this crowd, Hebert doesn't feel the need to hide her disease.
These people have become very close in the 4 or 5 months we've been together. That's a big part of it. And sharing experiences with others.
Go! Rotate club one!
Sharing similar challenges and hope makes these fighters feel they're not alone. It also gives them the support and determination to keep fighting the disease. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.